From the WGXC Newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, April the 29th, through Sunday, May 1st. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson Farmers Market officially opened its 19th season on Saturday, April the 30th. The market is located in the parking lot at the corner of Columbia and 6th Street, just north of Warren Street. The market now hosts nearly three dozen vendors from Columbia County and the surrounding area. County Chamber of Commerce Membership Director Carol Patterson was delighted with the turnout for the opening. She said it was a sign of the community's support for the local economy. Ariel Zangela is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Kingston Common Council is considering a resolution in support for proposed state legislation to stop development of the Pilgrim Pipeline project. The Council's Public Safety and General Government Committee unanimously adopted a resolution in support of a proposed legislation introduced last month by Assemblymember Frank Scartato's Democrat of Milton. The proposal would prevent the construction of the pipeline designed to transport hazardous substances or petroleum on any property under the jurisdiction of the New York State Thruway Authority. The resolution will be voted on by the Kingston Full Council on Tuesday, May the 3rd. The proposed 178-mile Pilgrim Pipeline would move Back and Cruel from Albany to Linden, New Jersey, through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties, and send refined crude back to Albany, largely along the I-87 corridor. If allowed to go forward, the pipeline would cut a 100-foot-wide swath through backyards and forests and parks throughout the Hudson Valley. Jeanette Wolfberg reported in the Columbia paper that the Hudson City Board of Education adopted its 2016-17 school budget last month. The spending plan totals nearly $46 million, requires a 2.15% tax levy increase. If approved, spending will increase by slightly less than 1% in the coming year. The proposal does not call for any staff cuts, and positions vacated during retirement would be filled with new staff added. The district is currently in contract negotiations with its teachers and administrators. It is unclear if those negotiations will continue past July the 1st, the start of the new fiscal year. In addition to the budget, the May 17 ballot also includes an election to fill three vacant board seats. According to the district website, only Linda Hopkins' name will appear on the ballot. However, residents have the option of voting for up to three write-in candidates. Claire Hughes reported at Capital Confidential that it was announced on Friday, April the 29th, the state of New York will seek federal approvals to provide Medicaid coverage for incarcerated people with serious physical and mental health conditions before they are released from jail or prison. The announcement came one day after federal health officials urged states to improve Medicaid enrollment for newly released people by starting the application process while they are still incarcerated. The state is requesting the federal government allow the use of Medicaid funds to pay for medical services and coordination 30 days before release. Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "We know that many people leaving our jails and prisons have serious mental health and substance use problems. It makes little sense to send them back into the community with our fingers crossed that they will be able to find the help they need," end quote. 1 in 70 formerly incarcerated individuals is hospitalized within a week of release, and 1 in 12 is hospitalized within 90 days, according to the governor's office. And for our final story, Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal that despite two previous attempts, Prattville's officials are still trying to move the town's polling site back to Town Hall. Town board members unanimously agreed at a recent meeting to send a letter to the Greene County Board of Elections asking that the site be shifted from the Main Street Firehouse back to the municipal building. In the latest request, council members wrote that the courtroom at Town Hall is now fully restored and operational and able to accommodate the return of voting to that location. The polling location was moved to the firehouse following Tropical Storm Irene, which caused damage to Town Hall. The move request was nixed the previous two times by GOP Commissioner Brent Bogardus. The recent move request was submitted before the April 30th deadline required by election rules. No time frame has been given for a reply from the commissioners. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers likely today, mainly before 4 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 57 degrees. For Monday night, a chance of showers before 9 p.m., then a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 43. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers mainly after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 61 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 45. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers after 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Sunrise today was at 5:47 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:56 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 9 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the second day of May 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.